We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously, again, obviously the victory last Tuesday night in that 4-point win over Ball State. How has your team responded this week in preparation for tomorrow night's road game at Ohio?
It's been a good week of practice. You know, obviously we played a great team last week and had a hard-fought win, went down to the wire, which did 2 years ago as well. We expected that, and we were able to make a couple more plays at the end than they were, and it was a great way to close out a game and have good momentum going into a week of practice. And we're leaving here in a couple minutes to get on a bus and head down for the next one.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Obviously, the last week, midweek games, three games in the MAC, all decided by a total of 9 points, just really shows the strong competitive balance we have across this league.
Yeah, I mean, every game from, well, we didn't get to see the Toledo-Kent game, but I watched the Ohio, obviously, Miami Ohio game, which was an unbelievable game, and two teams that were fighting down to the wire. And you know, and that's what you're going to get when good teams play each other. We got a lot of people tied in the West and a real competitive East as well. And, you know, everyone's kind of knows what they're doing at this point, playing at a high level, and that makes for a lot of close games.
Looking ahead to Ohio, obviously you're going to be facing a disappointed and tough Bobcat team. When you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, they play hard. I mean, they fly to the ball, which is the key to defense. And watching them, you know, obviously number seven, Hagan, seems like he's been there forever. He's leading the team in tackles. He's all over the field, so you got to know where he's at all times. And obviously, I think their quarterback, you know, as a quarterback guy, he's one of my favorite guys in the league to watch play. He's tough. He's resilient. They do a great job of making your defense be assignment sound, or they'll make you pay. They control the clock, you know, and they're going to try to control the clock against us and keep our offense off the field. So, you know, we got a tough road ahead of us. We haven't won on the road yet, so we have a lot to prove to ourselves. And, you know, just like every other game, I'm, you know, we're hoping to come out, play well, and it'll be a 60-minute game down to the wire like most are.
Obviously, the change in the schedule and the pending weather. Talk about this time of year and the weather and how that changes your game plan as a head coach.
Ken, if you could be where I'm at right now, we just got done practicing in a six inches of snow. Our entire stadium is under snow, and our facilities people did a great job of semi-clearing it off this morning so we could be out there and be in it. And weather's part of the Midwest, and you know, a lot of our guys that were successful in high school, and this to them, this is playoff weather. You know, if you want to be a great high school player and you want to go to the playoffs or go to a state championship, you're going to play in this weather. And so it was fun. It was a spirited practice today. They enjoyed being out there, and you know, who knows what we get tomorrow night. I've heard, you know, a lot of different reports, so who really knows. We got to be ready for everything and anything, and it comes down to us going out there and playing with fundamentals and playing hard.
Talk about the role of special teams, not only in any game, but obviously with the weather potential, just how much of an important emphasis there is on special teams in these kind of games.
Yeah, these kind of games come down to a lot of running game and a lot of field position. And, you know, I was really proud of our team last week. We overcame a kick return. Dunner had made a great play. You know, we didn't do a good enough job of keeping him from getting to the sideline. And once he did, he was gone. And it's hard to overcome a kickoff return, and we were able to find a way to do it. So they can definitely make big plays, but the field position part, when you get to inclement weather, you know, how you move the ball and how you can hold on to the ball and how far you got to go to get points is a huge part of it. So, you know, we've had huge improvements from last year to this year, and we need to continue to improve on special teams, especially in these type of weather games we're going to have.
And for you as a head coach with these kind of weather games, knowing you've got that strong running game, you know, led by Levante Bellamy, just talk about your how reassuring that is for you, knowing you have that in your back pocket.
Well, that's why we do it. I mean, it's in the summertime, in the first couple of games, we threw for a ton of yards, but we knew the run game is so important, you know, when you get into late in November. And so we stick to the running game. Even when it's nice in September, we want to make sure that our run game is good and oiled up. And obviously having a guy like Bellamy has helped us do that. But, you know, it's a huge part. And they're really good at running the ball too. You know, I think they understand that. And they put themselves in a position to be a really quality team in November. And so that's why, I think it's going to be a great game.
Well, Tim, we'll let you get back to your preparation. We know you're about to head on the bus and then make your way to Athens, so we want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
I appreciate it, Ken. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos coming off a 35-31 win against Ball State last Tuesday evening in that contest again. For the Broncos, running back Lavonnie Bellamy, 157 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. It was his 4th straight game with over 100 yards rushing and 7th overall this season. For Western Michigan, they are traveling and they will be on the road tomorrow, Tuesday, November 12th. Again, that game originally scheduled for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff, moved up 1 hour, now kicking off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.